Hey, and welcome to GIF of Assholes, episode 4. I am Desiree.
I'm Kevin, and I puke lava.
I'm Don, and I'm nominal.
I'm Matt. I puke on Kevin's car.
That's true. That happened. Okay, for this episode, we are going back to our roots. Think back to a couple of episodes ago at our inception.
Yes.
All the way back there.
Our inception was in the back alley of a porno theater.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Let's not get that rumor started. We are going back to coming up with a movie plot. Well, it may not end up being a movie, but an outrageous plot. Maybe not as in-depth as Tom Atkins' Ghost Dick.
But what is?
But nothing is. I mean, that shit we worked on for ages.
Yeah.
Of course, this has been ruminating for years now.
Mm.
We're going to be talking tonight about Bear Kano. All right, Kevin, you want to start us off?
Revenant's silent pause there.
A moment of silence for the Bear Kano.
For Bear Kano. So
Bear Kano is in the same vein as Sharknado, or Arachnoquake, or Sharkalanche, or any of those weather-related
technically
phenomena.
Would probably be both closely related to Arachnoquake.
Yes,
because we
did talk about the idea of a Bear Kano long before Sharknado was a thing.
Herein lies the dispute of Bear Kano. I think everyone here has a different interpretation of what a Bear Kano is. And I also think other people who I've talked with about the Bear Kano and other people we've talked with about Bear Kano also have their interpretation of what a Bear Kano
is. That
is.
Well, when you just have the word Bear Kano thrown at you, what comes to mind?
But I think all of everyone's interpretations are all valid. That's the thing with Bear Kano.
Well, how about we do this? How about we go around in a circle and we all say what we think a Bear Kano is? Don?
To be honest, I think there's like a short circuit in my mind, or maybe I had a stroke, and I'm really opening myself up here, guys, so please be gentle. For some reason, every time I hear Bear Kano, I think of monkeys that are on fire. And I don't know why, because there is no fire mentioned, there are no monkeys, and there's no flying.
I just wish I could see that animated. Like, somebody says, hey, Don, Bear Kano, and you see the images inside his mind of a bunch of monkeys running on fire.
On fire.
And he's like, I love it. Monkeys on fire.
I feel like, yeah, maybe that answers out, like, some movies get made, and it's just like, maybe I'm just at heart just a terrible producer. I'm like, yeah, I love it, because I'm seeing what's in my head, and I'm hearing something else. Bears, I think of just a volcano just shooting out like fire bears, and it's,
What do you mean fire? Like bears on
like
fire?
Like bears on fire,
see,
I would assume.
That's where I'm at
the,
too.
But maybe they're made of lava? I don't know.
That's where I'm at, is that the bears are like a supernatural force at this point.
Okay.
Like they're creatures similar to like, what's that stupid fucking thing in Lord of the Rings that shoots the old guy down the hole?
Grasskins.
Now we're fucking Magneto. Magneto's like,
wrong
fools. Balrog. That thing's like molten rock and fire.
Oh, sure. Right, yeah.
That's what I imagine.
The fire thing.
I can't believe you guys got the ball wrong.
I know, right?
Desiree hates
those movies.
I hate those movies.
If Balrog from Street Fighter 2 actually showed up.
Or is it Balrog
from
Street Fighter 2? From
Street Fighter 2.
Just like Street Fighter 2, right? All you can do is punch. Just punch the shit out of people.
Just punch.
He's the character you choose and immediately regret.
Unless it's Street Fighter 3.
Unless you're meat. No, I do. I am cold with
hey guys,
Balrog.
Guys, we're not talking about Street Fighter 2 right now.
Sorry.
We're talking about Bear Kano.
That's what my brain is that I thought the volcano would erupt and the bears would be some kind of, like,
people told
lava
monster.
Over a casing of lava, and I've had time to think about this since, because I'm seriously considering making a comic out of it, that they spew vomit lava out on people.
Yeah.
And melt it, amongst other horrible ways.
Amazing.
So, anyway, so that's our interpretation.
Matt, what's your interpretation?
Yes, you know, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and my interpretation, I think, is very similar to Desiree, and I think are on the same wavelength here.
Yes.
And for the record, I only heard about the lava bear thing a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this. So for years, when somebody said Bear Kano, this is what I thought. I thought it was a bunch of bears hibernating in a volcano, and it erupts and shoots the bears out. Not on fire, just shoots them like furry cannonballs. And wherever they land, they, like, attack, you know, because they're obviously pissed because they were sleeping, and now they just got launched a mile away. And I just imagine, like, people in a cabin, and, like, the Bearcano erupts, and a bear comes smashing into their cabin like a furry cannonball, and then just, like, they're like, what is it? And it gets up all pissed off and mauls the shit out of them. That's what I thought of Bear Kano.
See, and I was, Matt and I were right on the same page, because I just imagined, and Kevin and I talked at length about this, so we'll get into the specifics later, but, like, steam building in a super volcano, and of course bears live in there because there's, like, caves in it, and that's science.
Yeah.
And,
very scientific.
So, done our research.
So the steam is released.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of bears come tumbling out. I don't even imagine them launched. I just imagine them sort of like tumbling over each other down the sides of the volcano.
Just like an avalanche of furry balls.
Like an avalanche of bears, but they're shot from a volcano, which of course is a Bearcano.
But
there are different stages to a
volcano
eruption.
Volcano in your... It's just a giant hole in the ground.
No, it's a volcano.
So there's lava and stuff, or it's just the bears come out of a volcano.
So here's what I'm thinking. I didn't think there was any lava released because I thought that would kill the bears.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm clearly the scientific one. So well, I just thought it was like steam. And I thought we could explain away that why the steam didn't kill the bears.
The
steam would push the bears out.
This is going
maybe
to be...
Maybe some ash.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A 2-hour theatrical extravaganza. And with a volcano... We're gonna assume that there's like stages, so maybe at the first stage is like you know, it's the grumblings and it's just spewing up, so it's just spewing out the roly guys. But then we go to like Matt's, we're up in the ante, you know, and they're, you know, like the, like you got the nerdy scientist guy.
Now this
like, Blue Diamond Films is like, people, you haven't even seen like how bad this is gonna get. And he's like, oh god, it's stage two, right? And then it's like shooting them like through people's cabins.
Stay with me on this. No. Okay, so he says that the bears start falling into people's cabins, but Leonardo DiCaprio, playing himself, is relaxing in a cabin, polishing his Oscar, when a bear comes first.
Oh my god, it's the best Oscar follow-up movie of all time.
And rapes him, which is what a lot of people were expecting when they saw The Revenant.
People expecting bear rape in that movie?
No one was expecting that. It was
literally on the news, Matt. That Leonardo DiCaprio's character got raped by a bear in The Revenant.
Oh,
and people were disappointed when it didn't happen.
Okay, man. I just want to stop you right there, because this is one of those ideas that belongs on the dark corner of our Google Doc that gets buried in the ocean.
We really got to give that thing a name.
I like the dark corner of our Google Doc. Where all of Matt's terrifying things go to die.
Matt's bad idea box.
The Matt Town.
So, let's talk a little bit about the history of Bearcano, because it's long and torturous. It started many years ago. Kevin and I were watching Arachnoquake.
Starring
Edward Furlong and Tracy Gold. Let me tell you, that is a gem. If you have not seen it, get on it.
But see, I don't think that the... I can't remember very well.
But
I think the spiders
end,
were just big. I don't think they were, like, rocky or...
No, they just... The big earthquake happened, and, like, giant spiders came out of the ground.
Right.
I don't remember them being, like... made of earth or anything like that. They were just spiders. But at the afterward, we were talking about how this opens the door for all types of different movies. Why not a Bearcano? And then we kind
and
of forgot
just
about it.
Stop there. Because
the end.
Gold struck.
And then a couple years later, Sharknado came out, and Kevin and I were way into it, and we watched it, and we're like, oh my god, Bearcano. Like, what happened to that idea? They should totally do that next. I mean, they made Sharknado. Why not Bearcano? perfect follow-up to Arachnoquake, by the way.
I feel like the infancy of this came from Snakes on a Plane, though.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because when that came out, I was like, that's kind of scary. But what about, like, fucking bees on a plane? Or, like, pandas on a plane? Or, like, alligators on a plane?
No, I would 100% see alligators on a plane.
I would 100%.
Or alligators that spit bees out of their mouths on a plane.
I see any of those movies.
I like to see, like, velociraptors on a plane. Mm. Like Jurassic Park 12 or whatever.
Oh, man, how many clever girls can we
So, like, if you're going back in the timeline of animals in bizarre situations, I think maybe that's the infancy of it.
Alright, well, but Kevin and I have been talking about it since at least Arachnoquake. Kevin may have been ruminating on it even before that. But then, so anyway, after Sharknado, we started talking about it more. Don got in on it. Talked about it a bunch. Hung out with some other friends. Talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Made some real breakthroughs. Came up with a lot of other good ones. My favorite being one that Evan came up with called Narwhal Nami.
Yes, amazing.
And that is what, a tsunami
full of narwhals.
Or a tsunami sized wall of narwhals.
What?
Is there water involved, or is it just
as long as you gotta be riding that thing.
As long as C-list celebrities get impaled by narwhals.
Yeah, like, can you just imagine a narwhal and like impaling
Brian
just,
Austin
like,
Green?
Fucking five assholes deep, like, on one narwhal.
In fact, the entire cast of Beverly Hills 90210
you
get spears with
shish kebab as many D-listers as fucking possible.
Beautiful. You think of beauty. But anyway, so then Kevin was recently mentioning it on Facebook.
Well, don't forget
Aurora Boreal Alice.
That was another of Evan's.
Which I'm finding a hard way to visualize how that would be deadly. Like, you know, just light up the sky and then fall on people's faces?
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Shit. Like,
yes, Kevin.
Dahoy? Yeah. What the fuck else would have happened, asshole?
There's gonna be a bunch of monkeys on fire.
Like, saving monkeys, yes.
Hurtful.
How do they get there? El Nino?
El
Nino! El Nino! I feel all of these movies should start with what's an El Nino.
El Nino, you assholes.
Duh.
Okay.
When isn't it El Nino? Well, when it's Berkino, because that's going to be...
True.
The only thing that's never changed since the inception of this idea was that it had to do with the super volcano at Yellowstone.
Yes. The Wyoming super volcano that's a ticking time bomb of our imminent destruction.
Us in particular, in Colorado.
Particularly us.
Yeah.
I think we're... I mean, we don't stand a chance.
Like, who gives a shit about Wyoming? But Colorado?
We're dead. Anyway.
Take that, Wyoming!
Yeah! I'm sorry.
Five people who live there.
I'm sorry, Wyoming.
You're worse than Canada.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Dick Cheney is on the phone. He is
furious. Is Dick Cheney a Wyoming? Right, Wyoming?
I thought he lived up there.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's the only state that'll have them.
So anyway, Kevin mentioned Berkino on Facebook. All
of this information is wild.
It's very important to understand that some of the guys on Facebook that Kevin pals around with are also very interested in this idea, and they've been batting it around. So it's an idea that...
My friend John is very interested in pursuing a Berkino storyline.
Although I think it should be noted, doesn't one of your friends, didn't they interpret Berkino as a bunch of hairy gay men?
Tom Rash, I believe, thinks that Berkino is a bunch of gay men. Bear gay men.
Wow.
Coming up.
Which would be
an excellent movie.
I was about to say, we could corner the mainstream version and the porno version of this market.
We got this.
Wow.
In the bear.
The only problem I have with the men bear problem or scenario is like, gay bear men are awful nice people. Like, what would they do? They just come out of there and be like, "Hey, here we are."
Yeah,
that's not a movie.
But I think he could integrate them. I think they could be having like a bear convention at the foot of this volcano. They could be the heroes of this story.
That could be.
When the bears start falling from the sky and start spewing
water. Only bears know how to deal with bears.
That's the truth.
And they save
that's
the day.
That's a good idea.
That is
that's
a good
idea.
All right. So, anyway, Bear Kano's been through many different interpretations and conversations, but tonight is the night where we hammer out a real cohesive storyline for this to happen. I think Matt just hit on an important element.
Well, see, well, first we should talk about the general tropes of these sorts of movies.
Okay.
So,
while you're doing that, I'm going to queue up the Google Doc so we can get some of these ideas down. What do you think?
Okay.
Okay.
So, in these animal weather phenomenon movies, well, we'll just say the sci-fi originals.
This is now a genre of its own.
This is the saddest moment in America where that has become acceptable. Genre
and
film.
It makes me wistful of a time when you could go to a video store and see a genre specific section of animal and weather related movies.
So there are formulas and cliches that these movies are very good at feeling. So there's got to be, first and foremost, there's got to be some kind of main character who's like a good-hearted person that
will be
at their
our
core. That's like probably divorced and has kids.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Has an ex-husband or wife involved in some capacity and a new love interest in some point. There's also got to be like some weird drunk tag along.
Yeah.
There's also got to be some kind of weapons or munitions expert. There's also got to be an expert on
either the animal or the phenomenon.
Yeah. Or the animal. Preferably one of each.
You need a sexy lady.
Sexy
who could
lady.
Be any of those characters, but she's got to be in there.
Yeah.
She could be the musician's expert. She could be the animal expert, but she's got to, one of them's got to be a sexy lady. You got to have a kid that you're getting out of danger.
Someone's got to, like,
sacrifice themselves. Yeah, someone's got to.
Well, that's the drunk.
No, the drunk dies.
The drunk just
well, yeah,
the, just
that's the sacrifice because they, the drunk is going to be wrong the whole time and then has to have one redeeming act of redemption.
Like this makes up for
self-sacrifice.
Beating my wife. All those
okay, sure. He could have just been like you know like a
gambler or something.
Yeah, or just yeah. Interesting side choice that the character
bit. You know, I think Don struck it on the head earlier, and I think one of those experts, preferably the grizzled bear expert,
yeah.
The bear animal, not the bear man expert, needs to be Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yes.
Without question.
And so is he one of the main characters, but he's not the main character.
No, he comes into it later.
The main character, do we like the idea of keeping it with being, I don't know.
It's got to be someone you haven't considered in decades, and now we're just sick to fucking death of. Like Sharknado Boy.
You know, no, I was thinking, like, remember there was that movie in the 90s called Volcano, and it had
was that the one with
James
Tommy Lee
Bond
Jones?
In it?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say, Pierce Brosnan.
Oof. Was that the one with Tommy Lee Jones?
No,
another one
that was the one in L.A.
There was Dante's Peak, and then
there
was Volcano.
Volcano was the one in L.A.
But wasn't Terminator in that? Wasn't Sarah Connor in Dante's Peak?
Yeah, exactly. She was in one of them.
Or was she in the Crocodile movie?
we've crossed the lake.
No, the giant crocodile. If Betty White tells someone to suck a dick.
That's
Lake
Placid.
Yeah, that's Lake Placid. She wasn't in that.
Well, who was in that?
Betty White.
Betty White didn't fight that thing. Like, who was in it?
Who cares?
Betty White's the only one that mattered.
Which was
that's Anaconda talk. Which was the one? Say, love you lost your mind. Oh my god!
Kevin, you're fired. You've
tour,
seen every movie, but you don't know which one.
Every movie that came out in the 90s is all merged.
One movie!
It's like
one glorious movie in Kevin's mind.
There's a crocodile, a snake, a
volcano.
Oh my god! Alicia Silverstone and Paul Rudd. battling gorillas in the Congo.
See, now we're going back to...
Delroy Lindo?
We're going to wedge that into every podcast.
Alright, so we need the actor to play this character. Who's it going to be?
I feel like it should be one of the cast members of, like, Saved by the Bell or something.
Guys!
Sharknado had 90210 guys.
It's true. Guys, something like that.
We need the Culkin.
Which one?
Desiree's eyes just lit up. Desiree is very opinionated about the Culkins.
Just so you know.
I only know the McCulley.
I may be their only remaining loyal fan.
Yeah.
But I love all of them.
Okay. We get all of them in this thing. Oh, yeah. But I'm just thinking like they're doing.
You want to get Mac in this movie? You want to get the Macaulay Culkin in this movie?
Yeah.
Kevin, can Mac be the main character?
Yeah, I'm thinking Lee.
Mac.
But he's not a bear.
Oh, are we in love with the idea?
I feel like the bears should be the heroes of this movie.
Maybe it's a tag team thing.
Yeah, but
because it was that Yellowstone, that's like families camping and like scientists researching and.
He could go find Boy the Scout, he could go Scout find Scout. The hero. Maybe he's like the coordinator,
the scientist. Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know bear actors off the top of your head? I don't know if I do.
Well,
I know that guy from Oz is a big gay actor idol, but I don't know if he's a bear or not.
Well, the point is, I feel like the heroes of this movie should be the bears that are there for their convention.
Right? No, but I feel like you'd have to do it very carefully without being offensive or insensitive, because that's not the point. It's
no,
to,
I
like,
just
make
say
fun
that
of
they're
people.
They're the ones that take control and save the day.
Yeah.
But
right.
I feel like the other characters
I feel like it's
are
like,
more like the ones who are trying to explain what's happening.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like in Aliens, you know, like, yeah, Ripley is the lead, but, like, the people who kicked ass were, like Vasquez and you know, Snodgrass, you know, like, Let's Rock, you know, so you get your bear badasses. And
no,
you know.
He's saying that the...
Oh, the bears are, like, the Marines from Aliens?
Yeah! Yeah, they're, like, clothing wear. They're, like, they're ostensibly our
clothing
wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they get their asses kicked.
Well, I mean, the good, when it is good, what Colonial Marines should be doing.
Fair enough.
Like, you know, I love the tagline, only a bear can kill a bear.
Yeah. I think so.
Or, you need a bear to kill a bear. I like the idea of bears razzling, like, animals.
Wait, we're getting some deep insight into Matt's
Hey, well, I'm sorry, you and your flaming monkey.
That is a solid addition, and that's gonna pay off in dividends. You just can't wait.
Okay, so Macaulay Culkin is the main character.
Okay, so he's a divorced dad.
He's there with his kids, and his wife is calling him, pissed off about something to do with the kids in their vacation or something.
Probably broke some promise he was supposed to be there.
Or maybe she's upset that he's there with his new girlfriend or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So who could his girlfriend be? We have to get... I think Matt was on to something with the... With
Mark
the Saved by the... Mark Voorhees. Done. Who gives a shit who the kids are?
It's always like some.
There could be a tennis ball in a
stick. It's always somebody who's contributed, you know, to like the film, and like I've got a niece who's getting into acting, and you know that's the kid. So yeah, that casting the kids.
Okay.
Who is like the comedic drunk? Because it was, in Sharknado, it was the guy who played Macaulay Culkin's
dad
in Home Alone.
Whoa.
See, this thing is coming full circle. See?
So let's see, our drunken sacrifice, basically.
Yes.
It was also Hoff in Sharknado 3.
Oh, I think it should be Brian Dennehy.
Why?
Just because he's rad.
Think we get Brian Dennehy in this thing?
I don't think we can get Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, he might be too high up on the list. He's not quite D-list.
We need a D-lister.
Yeah.
I'm like plumbing my mind for
Do you think
Ironside?
We can. Oh no, that just means we're making a bad movie. Give me time. You see, like Ironside, you're just like.
What about that asshole from the Quentin Tarantino movies?
Oh, I just had it.
Madsen,
do you think we can find Randy Quaid?
Oh my god,
Randy Quaid.
That might be too bad.
But I think Randy could legitimately knock this out of the park.
Yeah, I'm with Don 100% on this one. I think Randy Quaid is a perfect choice.
Yeah.
Yes, I think Randy Quaid has been preparing for this role for years.
4 years. And we could just see if we can get that costume for free.
Yeah.
He might just be that guy now.
Yeah, seriously.
He'd just be that character.
He might just be that character now.
He might have just become that guy in real life.
That's what happened to the guy from Freak. He just became like a drunk in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
No, we're saying that Randy Quaid has now become that guy, that character.
Yeah.
He now doesn't see where the line blurs between actor and character.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want Randy Quaid as the drunk. We got Larry Voorhees as the girlfriend. Mac is the main character. Lou Diamond Phillips is our bear expert.
Mm-hmm. So we need a volcano expert.
We need a sexy lady.
Okay, so that would be the volcano expert.
You're going to take a picture of some point.
Okay. I'm going to post it.
I'll put my wig on. I was saying, like, I should just start wearing that wig around. I like put it on. I'm like, wow, I feel way more confident. I haven't had hair in a while. I just like wear it out.
That's why I was like, look, I'm only doing this movie if I can wear
it. That mullet's gotta go.
I'm like, that mullet gotta go on my head.
Okay, so we need a sexy lady to be our volcano expert or our munitions expert. We don't necessarily need another expert, though. Remember, because we can have the bear expert or the volcano expert or both.
Munitions expert per se. It's got to be someone who knows how to
kick ass,
craft some kind of weapon out of whatever is available at Yellowstone to fight.
MacGyver. We need a MacGyver.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, let's have a sexy lady MacGyver.
Angelica Houston.
I'm sold.
I can't.
She did.
No. Oh, good Lord. Kevin loves to murder people in his mind. celebrities, anytime. That he assumes they're dead.
I feel like he should be somebody
who hasn't been working on you, like Christina Ricci.
No, somebody was in some movies.
I just went from one Adam to the
next. What about like Meg Ryan? When was the last time you saw her in a movie?
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while.
So this could be her triumphant return.
Do I believe that Meg Ryan is going to fasten a chainsaw to a broomstick to be able to send off bears?
No, I do not.
With my...
maybe Pam Grier.
Wow.
Although I think she has like more credibility than
that. Yeah,
she was in movies like Class of 1999. Awesome, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you put her in a movie, it gives the movie a certain amount of class. And
yeah,
I don't think we're going for that.
That might not be the flavor we're shooting for here.
Although I am down for any time she's in a movie because she's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. Maybe she just gets a park ranger cameo.
Yeah.
She could be a park ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I don't know. Maybe we can come back to that.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to the plot here then.
Okay. So let's see. We've got...
So we need to decide on what kind of bear Kano this is going to be.
Well, I don't think we can have, like, pandas or koalas coming out of this fucking thing. I think it's got to be, like, brown bears. Grizzlies.
Grizzly bears. North American bears.
Yeah.
But But are they going to be lava bears, or are they going to
well,
be...
Well, I think that's bears? What Don was saying, is that all the ideas are valid because they could start in a progression.
Yeah.
First they roll down, then they shoot out, then the final stage is the lava.
The lava, bears. Yeah, like just where it's just... You know,
that's because that's how all these disaster movies go anyway. It always steps up.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, we got to ratchet this
worse,
thing up.
And then
yeah.
the very worst.
Yeah.
That's true. So it starts with like some rumblings. And then, and of course, Lou Diamond Phillips
well, so
is there.
Lou Diamond Phillips has got to, I think Lou Diamond Phillips has got to set the tone for the movie. And he's like in Yellowstone talking about how there's like the bear population is dwindling and he doesn't know where all the bears are going. And like the earthquake, volcano scientist is like, well, there's been a lot of seismic activity in the area. Maybe the bears are sensing something and they're heading north for the winter or something.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Do bears head north for the winter? Is
I don't
that a
know.
Thing?
Who cares?
Okay, oh, sorry. My bad.
Hibernate is what they do.
Yeah.
They hibernate for the winter, Kevin.
They do hibernate, but do they migrate to hibernate? I don't know. Who cares?
Okay, who cares?
So.
The bears, they care.
So maybe the bears have gone into the volcano to hibernate early or something. I don't know. Lou Diamond Phillips is concerned the bears are missing. The volcano expert is concerned about the seismic activity. Cut to Macaulay Culkin and Lark Voorhees' family engaging in family activities, meeting Randy Quaid, who's like a drunken fisherman or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ground starts to shake. Oh, but we have to establish the bear convention, which is so happening.
This is a
same time.
See now in my mind when you
very
were talking,
popular walking.
Yeah. In my mind,
well, it's at Yellowstone or, National Park.
Oh,
National
oh
Park.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
So when you said like Lou Diamond Phillips says the bear population is dwindling, where are all the bears going? Jump cut to all the bears are over here at the bear convention.
Wow. Yes. Cut to the bear convention.
That is so film of making.
Those guys having a jolly old time doing. Whatever happens at bear conventions, I have no idea.
I'm having fun, Kevin.
Having fun.
Have you guys seen that? That when you watch a YouTube video, they play like usually a commercial before the video, and there's sometimes that guy and he goes around and like makes sort of documentaries, little short documentaries that play before YouTube video. He just did one about going on a bear cruise, and it looked like so much fun. Like I wish I was a bear.
It's not too late for you.
There's still time, man.
They have a gay day at Disneyland.
How are you?
How you doing?
They have a gay day at Disneyland where gay people take over Disneyland. That looks like a riot of fun.
Yeah. Well, anywhere gay people go, it looks like.
It's so anyways, they're doing their so they're like cut to the bears, having fun at Yellowstone.
Yeah.
They've decided that that's the day that all the bears are going to go.
Yeah, maybe
that's like their
they're
outing or something. They're going
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, intermingled with them. Because it's like, they don't take over the park, they're just they're interspersed with all the other families and hikers and foresty fucking people that are in Yellowstone.
Can you shoot this down real quick? Something Don just said.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Got it. It's in the Google Doc.
Alright.
So
official funds.
So maybe Macaulay Culkin has an interaction with one of them or something. Yeah, what are you doing here? Like, oh, we're having our party here this year. What are you doing here? Like, oh, I'm here with my family and my girlfriend, and we're just taking in the sights or something.
Yeah.
And then Randy Quaid, like, falls into a lake trying to catch a boot or something. And
trying to catch a boot.
Yeah.
Or he did catch his
objective.
Well, see, he caught like the left boot years ago. And he started it ever since.
Oh wow, that is.
It's the one that got away.
That is some next level.
So Yellowstone is just a happening place that we can. There's all sorts of because there's got to be people to get slaughtered violently.
Yeah.
So there's like other families and campers and
Leonardo DiCaprio
and. I don't know. I don't go outdoors. Fucking weekend warriors who go camping. And then...
Oh, can we have, like, the first stage of the bears, like, just fucking maul like one of those tough mutter fucking nonsense events.
See, this kind of segues into my comic idea for Bear Kingdom.
Okay.
Which is, I've turned Bear Kano into an excuse for me to have violent lava bears kill all sorts of stereotypes people I hate.
Sure,
which
yeah.
is, that's really just the vehicle.
It's going
to
be a pretty long comic.
it's just a 16-page comic of horrid people getting killed violently by lava bears. So, for instance, the first scene is like a group of people walking into the Yellowstone, and there's some fat asshole nerd that's like going on about how the new Ghostbusters has ruined his childhood and manhood, and some douchebag.
Oh no, he's gotta be talking about like Ninja Turtles
or something like that.
Yeah.
And then some douchebag with a man bun is like, "All right, we're here. This is the place. I heard from the clerk at Trader Joe's that this was where Voodoo Donuts was conceptualized." And then his girlfriend's like, "Holy shit! Let me get my camera out. I have to Instagram this. My Instagram game is so on point," and then the lava comes, and then you get fucking killed
on
horribly.
Fleek, Kevin. On
yeah.
fleek.
On fleek. And that's like the premise of my whole comic.
Jesus, Kevin, don't be so ratchet.
But it's everybody, so it's like, Dad Rockers, Bear Kano hates you.
Fucking CrossFitters.
CrossFitters, Bear Kano hates you.
Mimes, Bear Kano hates you.
Anyways. So yes, we can kill whatever.
It's not just become all of our
I do like the idea, though, that people go to Yellowstone, they're like, oh, we want to see Old Faithful, but it's, like, plugged up, and they don't know what's plugging it up, and they all kind of, like, lean forward, and then, like, out pops a giant grizzly bear that fucking lands and just, like, crushes somebody and, like, gets up and walks away.
Okay, so,
just,
everyone,
like, bored and not
like, like, it just woke up.
just, dazed and, like,
Everyone has intermingled now. We have the bears meeting the Culkins, meeting the Quaids, and then the ground starts to rumble.
Yeah.
But, and then, so Lou Donald Phillips is running from the hills, like, or with the volcano expert we have yet to cast. They're like, it's gonna blow, the super volcano is gonna blow. Everybody, gotta go.
Yeah, like, you can see it. Like, what's that coming down the side of the volcano, and it's this big furry thing tumbling down it, like, crashes into a camper or something and just, like, blows it to shit. And they're like, I think it was a bear. And then, like, you know, more start rolling down, and then they start
shooting out, cannonballing. Because anybody in their right mind.
Well, let's say the ground, like, falls out or something.
Okay, there.
Well, like, I assume they were all just inside a volcano hibernating.
We'll see, but the
No, I'm saying, like,
the super volcano.
People, you know, you see, like, bears just rolling down a hill, you're just going to run the opposite
direction.
So, like, the earth splits,
about it.
And then they're, like, stuck.
Yeah,
because
so
there's, like, fucking lava and shit down there. Yeah.
And it's got, like, a moat of lava around
it.
So then at some point, when it starts shooting, it's got to hit Leo, and that'll just be, like, a quick aside, and then back to the action.
Yeah.
If we want to get, the super volcano in Yellowstone is underground, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's not really
like
a,
the entire park.
It's not really like Pompeii or something where it's like a big.
No. It's literally like the park. So like the ground would just blow up.
Right.
And it would, you know, just be like miles of.
But it's just starting, so it hasn't done
so
that yet.
You got to give the scientist and the barracks for a chance to have an interaction.
Not
like they gotta say, like, "Oh, that was weird when those bears rolled down the hill, but now it's over." It's like, no, it's not over. It's only getting worse, and they gotta explain like soon they'll start popping out of the top, and then if my calculations are correct or whatever, my worst fear comes true, and we get full on lava bears.
So then, let's see. They're all running around. Some people are getting mauled. Some people are narrowly escaping. Mac, of course, and his kids are always narrowly escaping.
Yeah.
Quaid gets it. Lark gets it, I'm assuming, because that's how the trope goes.
Well, not right away, though.
No, not right. Not immediately.
Remember, Quaid's got to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
But first, it's the first wave of bears, which is just the furry bears coming out of the hole, rolling down hills, and they're separated from the parking lot or whatever. When the land splits.
Yeah.
So then they have to react and figure out what's going on. So first there's all these bears coming at them for no reason. Well, there's a good reason. El Nino, right?
Yeah, El Nino.
There's an El Nino.
So that's the first wave. And then after that, like, some people get it. The bears are angered, I guess, because they're violently shot out of the ground. But that would be a good segue into Matt's, like, Old Faithful. Like, it's going off and all of a sudden it stops. And people are like, huh? This never stopped before. What's going on? And it
shoots out the grizzly.
And then they're, like, looking over it. And this bear comes out and starts ripping faces off.
Yep. I just thought of an idea for Dennis Quaid's self-sacrifice moment. Randy Quaid's self-sacrifice moment. I feel like he should find the missing boot he's always been looking for, and he has his moment where he reunites the boots, but one of the Culkins doesn't have anything on their feet, and they're barefoot.
Barefoot.
Oh! Oh my god! And they're going to, they're about to, like, run into the lava, and he takes off his coveted boots, the boots he's been looking to reunite all his life, and jumps into the vodka.
and hands them to the person in need,
and he burns to death in the lava as he hands them the boots he's been fishing for all his life.
Okay.
Wow.
So, first wave of bears. So everyone scattered and regrouped and
Everyone scattered and regrouped, and
they got through the first bear assault. So they're all either hidden in cabins, or they're up trees, or on top of cars or something. And that's where Lou Donald Phillips and the volcano expert come in to tell them what's going on. Really. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a super volcano underground here. It's been dormant for centuries. It's overdue to explode, I guess, today's the day. And the Donald Phillips is, I guess that's where the bears were. They were in the volcano when this happened. Now we have to deal with it.
Okay.
And then the second wave comes, which is the lava.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so then the next wave, so it starts with my vision of the tumbly bears. It progresses to Matt's vision of the cannonball bears. And that's when shit's getting real. Down at the edge of the volcano.
Sure, the ground starts splitting. You start seeing some lava.
Right, and then big reveal. Here comes the fucking climax. lava bear. Not just one, many. But first, we only see one, right? To kind of like acclimate you to the idea.
Oh, there's got to be some asshole, some guy that you really want to die,
oh.
And he dies by getting lava vomit on him, and that's the introduction of the lava bear.
Yeah, we got to get that fucking asshole that we hate out of there.
Yeah, the one who's like, there's no such thing as bears in Yellowstone, as they're like mauling people all around them. Who should play that?
Oh, wow. Corey Feldman.
The Feldmeister?
Oh, yeah, you got to get Feldman in there somewhere.
Finally.
I can't believe it took us this long.
I was going to say, someone I really hate, like Jared Leto or something. But
nah.
He's got that Joker dollar now, so.
Yeah. But I was thinking, when you initially said, I'm like, oh, the guy who would have been perfect would have been that guy who always played an asshole in the 80s, the guy who's the asshole in Ghostbusters. He was also the asshole in Real Gods and Biodome and all that shit.
Oh, that suave guy?
Yeah.
Right, Lucy has reminded us she's here and still coming down from the baloney.
Okay,
so Lucy strikes again.
Baloney farts.
So that guy is running around like, this is all bullshit. Let's just leave. There's no such thing as bear canoes. This is ridiculous. Bears can't survive in a volcano. And then right then, like a lava bear pops out of the ground or something and like just vomits lava all over this dude's face.
And he just melts
into the ground.
But we gotta like hold on that scene for a long time. Really pay it off, because you've been wishing this guy.
Maybe that
dead
guy
for
was
a while.
At Yellowstone to try and protest the barbecue.
Maybe he's like some
evangelist
Westboro Baptist.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Okay, so then we kill the worst guy.
Yeah.
And then
introduced the lava bear.
And
now the threat is really real.
Yeah.
And then maybe one of our heroic bear men comes out and, like, fire extinguishers him or some shit. Because he had that in his camper. And that, like, takes him down. Of course, they only have, like, 4 fire extinguishers in all of Yellowstone. So it's not really a permanent solution, but he really, like, nails it to this one lava bear.
Yeah.
But more come?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then they gotta figure out what they're gonna do to stop the lava bears. And this is where Macaulay Culkin has his moment to shine. The gay bears marine up like in Aliens. And like they make their stand.
Okay, and what are they fighting these lava bears with? I mean, how do you fight a lava bear? My best idea was a fire extinguisher. That's all I've got.
It's
got
to be something totally ridiculous, like the homemade grenades in the tornado.
Yeah, that's when our weapons expert comes up with whatever MacGyver shit's in the park that can...
Maybe it's Old Faithful. Maybe they figure out a way to...
Angle it?
Yeah, to direct Old Faithful to shower down on everybody and extinguish...
So it would have to be like a controlled explosion, because Old Faithful only goes off every, 7 minutes?
Well, maybe she just, like, they just dump a shitload of Mentos or something into Old Faithful, and it
yes!
fucking like, the fresh maker?
Das fresh maker.
And the bears are like, we got a ton of Mentos.
We got a ton of Mentos!
Oh, shit.
So they pour Mentos in Old Faithful, which...
It was sponsored! Their barbecue was sponsored by Mentos.
Yes.
Maybe one
yes.
of the bears is like, my name's Barney, I'm a truck driver for Mentos. I got 18 wheeler.
So they have to distract the lava bears while they get the Mentos truck over there.
And they have to time it just perfectly.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody has to fall into Old Faithful and like drown or fall into the center of the earth or
Mark
something.
Boys.
Is that where Lark Voorhees dies?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Trying to get this off the ground.
Yeah.
We might meet Lou Diamond from sequels.
No, we need to keep Lou Diamond alive.
No,
so
he's gonna like lose an arm or something. He shows up in the sequel though.
Yeah. We'll work that in, but yeah, he's gotta make it through. So.
Oh wait, I got it. Okay, so Lark Voorhees like falls into Old Faithful and she's like and Lou Diamond Phillips grabs her, and then it goes off and blows his fucking arm
there
off
you go.
Wow.
And takes her up into the sky. And they're like, oh, we missed our window. We got to wait another 8 minutes or whatever.
Meanwhile, the bears have to fend.
Someone like flamethrower cauterizes his stump and he's like ready to go.
Yeah.
Because he's tough.
Yeah, that's
easy. No, they stick his stump into a dead lava bear.
Yeah.
He's got a lava bear.
With a lava bear. A piece of lava bear.
The lava bear head, so he can,
yeah.
like, punch, bite
he
people.
He now has a lava bear head on.
This is even
Holy
better. Okay.
So the bears are running interference with the lava bears.
Well, I think the lava bears are getting savvy. They know they're up to something, and they start to converge. And the tension builds as they gotta wait for just the right moment to dump the truck of Mentos.
So they dump. What happens when they dump the truck of Mentos? It like explodes
foams.
In
and
a
it's
foamy
a thick
geyser
foam that
freshens and
coats
the lava bears.
The lava.
It extinguishes the bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they petrify and like turn to stone or something.
And then at the end, it's like Macaulay Culkin and his ex-wife that are now back together. And their children.
Somehow that happened.
Like, arm in arm, looking at all the bear statues.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like, now it's like an amusement park. Yeah, like kids are sitting on, posing for pictures on the stone bears. And
but then it ends with like one...
Phillips is like, you know, maybe smoking a cigarette or something with his new hook hand. Like.
But then it ends with like one bear, like the ash like crumbles off of its eye and it's like glowing red or something.
Yeah, come on. You can't keep a good lava bear now.
No.
I like this idea.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, we definitely have to keep cashing in on the same different
therein comes the sequels, where Lava Bear has to fight something.
Yeah.
Lava Bear goes to space.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Lava Bear versus Sharknado. Lava Bear
versus
Avalanchula or whatever.
Arachnoquake.
Avalanchula was another one that is. We had.
So, Kevin, are you actually going to make all this into a comic book?
Not this. I'm working on my own idea.
Oh, can we hear it or no?
No, I was discussing it earlier. Where
you're just going to kill schmucks you don't
like. It's just going to be a total hate-filled comic for like 16 pages. And in the end, we don't win. We just fucking die. And the lava bears take over the world, and that's what we deserve as the human race. Is to die horribly by bears made out of lava and stone.
Wow.
That's all it's going to be.
Cool.
Well, stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Which is what I think, because so many other people are interested in telling a Bearcano story. I think we could just make 7 different Bearcanos, and they could all be different stories and all just fucking awesome.
So I think we should pitch this to Sci-Fi. Oh,
Sci-Fi is totally tapped into this. They're they're all going to be all over it.
They have a team of movers and shakers just ready to get this thing.
Okay, so what we need to flesh out a little more is we need some violent Bearcano related deaths.
Well, that's true. So we have Corey Feldman and his like Westboro Baptist Church cronies getting like him specifically getting vomited lava onto.
Yes.
By
in
our
the earlier stages,
by
some
our
of his
intro lava bear.
Mauled.
Yeah, some of his people will get mauled by the random grizzlies.
There needs to be
brown
like
bears.
Weird scenarios. Like,
can somebody say brown bears are the best bears in this movie?
Yes,
because that has to happen.
You could just get that guy who played Dwight to show up and say it, because I haven't seen him in shit.
Oh, Rainn Wilson. He had that show for a minute, but it disappeared. I don't know. I follow him on Twitter. He was tweeting about this show for a while.
People are
and it
like
disappeared.
Going up trees, and then he's just standing there as Dwight, like, no, don't climb trees. Black bears can climb trees better than people.
Like
then he'll say,
some
bears beats Battlestar Galactica, and then turn around and run away with his arm straightened.
I feel like there's some bear related humor that we're not catching on here, like beehives and caves and climbing trees and like all those signs and boulders are like don't feed the bears and shit like that.
Okay, so maybe a lava bear grabs a picnic basket, which of course like sets on fire because he's so lava-y and hot.
Yeah.
And then he like hits some fucking asshole in the face with it.
When they're all like somebody we just fake way into this beautiful scene when these people are completely oblivious to any of the events going on around them.
No, because it's got to be like, Susie, I think we only have a few minutes to live. And I want to take this opportunity, and he drops some on knees.
She's just like, why do you keep carrying on that goddamn basket? And then he pulls out the ring from the picnic basket.
But I feel like there should be one lead bear, the bear that vomits on Corey Feldman, and I feel like that bear should be like the main bad guy bear.
Yeah.
And somebody should say, he's smarter than the average bear.
Oh,
hey,
wow. One could get stuck, like coming through a hole like Winnie the Pooh.
That would be the bear expert to say that.
Yeah.
But like
his bear isn't like other bears I've seen. He's smarter than the average
bear. So like a group of campers get like stuck in a cave or something? Or like they go through a small hole and then the bear comes in after him and
gets
stuck,
stuck
lava
like,
bear.
Like
but since it's just like molten lava and shit, it like splits them in two and he gets in anyways.
Yeah.
And then like there's just like blood and lava flying out of the hole.
And then there's just two bears.
And then there's like his bottom half.
Two bears.
And then it like grows another lava head or something.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe two lava bears would be like chasing the same people and they smash together and create one giant.
Yes!
Giant
bear, yeah.
With like, you know, 6 limbs, you know?
Yes! like this beach new lava
like
fucking
two,
bear.
2 heads.
Fucking just up in the ante. I'm the fucking nightmare.
We also get a scene in there where we have some like granola munching trustafarians like going on about their 14er journal.
Yes. And then they get
their Birkenstocks severed from their feet.
And then, like, no, one of them, like, steps in a beehive, and then, like, the bear shows up and, like, eats his foot off with the beehive.
I don't think the bear should ever show up subtly. Like, it should just be, like, a ferocious attack every time they kill somebody. So, yeah, they're like,
the bear just, the guy's freaking out.
So the guy's
out,
just like, oh, he's like, I gotta take a minute before we go any further up this 14er, like, leans against a tree, and then a bear, or a beehive falls
on his head.
On
his head! And he's just running out! But we gotta really stand that beat.
Yeah,
this asshole just
no,
running around, like, with the
instead of resting, he should be, like, squatting with his pants down, and then the beehive falls on his head. So he's running around, his pants
like,
around his ankles.
Now we're just harkening to, like, sleep away.
Why not? That shit is classic for a reason.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. No, I love it. You of all people should know. I love it. So, and then
the best thing after about two, that is he doesn't see the bear coming.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 2 solid minutes of him.
He finally gets the beehive. Thank God that's over.
The
and then lava bear.
And then the lava bear just jumps on him. No payoff to the scene. It's amazing. I mean, no, yeah, it's clearly a bail, but you know what I mean.
For that game.
For, no, yeah, yeah,
for the audience.
No, yeah, for the audience, 100% payoff.
Okay, maybe.
That could be Jeremy, though.
Maybe some people climb the tree to get away from the bear, and then the lava bear just, like, grabs the trunk of the tree, and the fucking thing lights up like a Roman candle.
It's like the lava bear doesn't even try. Like, it just wants a coffee.
And then the tree just bursts into flame.
Just gently touches the tree, and it just sets itself ablaze. A flame! Come on, flame!
Come on, flame!
So, what it really is now is a comment on humans encroaching on nature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because like,
which is what we meant to do all
the whole time.
Because I lived in Boulder for a couple of years, and there were bear sightings in the city all the time. And I feel like that was because we've encroached into their natural
habitat. Yeah, you live where bears live.
So this is why lava bears would want to kill all of us, and because we're like, get out of here, this is our territory.
Yeah.
Also, it occurred to me just now that a sequel would be a good scenario to set up a bofi.
A bofi of lava bears or a bofi of big feet?
A bofi of big feet.
A bofi can only be a frump of big feet that are stampeding.
Right. I know this. This is all back in episode one. If you don't know what we're talking about,
that's a callback.
We can't do it again.
It is so late right now.
Nobody got time to go back over a bofi of big feet.
Simply don't have the strength.
They are prominently featured in the Tom Atkins Ghost Stick episode 1 of Give Who Assholes.
So we got some good featured bear kills.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We just need to think of who we would cast as the MacGyver, the sexy lady MacGyver.
Does it need to be someone like current or someone who was sexy?
Someone who was sexy, because they had Vivica Fox in.
Yeah.
In Sharknado, and that worked beautifully for them.
Maybe we should get like Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Mel B.
The Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
I think she's still sexy. Just saying.
All right.
Well, Vivica Fox is not exactly bad either.
No, though, I didn't say she was bad looking. Now I'm just saying she was.
Yeah, well, it's
sex symbol at one point.
A different time.
Same with Panther.
Doesn't mean
higher than it is at this.
Doesn't mean she's not still a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
It just means that she's no longer regarded as, like, I don't know, a popular current
sexy.
Yeah.
Actress.
Well, but maybe not.
Oh, boy.
Maybe she's too popular right now because she's a judge on that show.
What show?
America's Got Talent. Or
oh,
one of those,
I
one of those types of shows.
Look, we don't have cable.
Yeah.
I don't know what's on TV.
But I like the idea of it being, like, somebody like that, one of the Spice Girls, or someone who's like, you know, used to be a musician or something.
Ex-musician.
Like Kylie Minogue or something.
She was in one of those, wasn't she? Wasn't she in like the...
I think she was.
She was in Biodome.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Matt, you're obsessed with that movie. That's Matt's favorite movie.
I know.
Never in the history of... The world.
Has
Biodome come up twice in one conversation?
Day 35.
Up to and
missed call. I'm starring in Bear Kano, and it is a shot for shot recreation of Biodome.
It hasn't been talked about this much up to and including the meeting where they pitched it, when they went over the script for it, when they filmed it. Nobody was talking about Biodome as much as Matt is right now.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so Mel B, or someone like her,
like her,
helps the bears in Macaulay Culkin fashion
Maybe you should be listening.
The Mentos, like, there has to be some sort of, like, no, net with, like, a pulley system.
No, but they
system.
Need something to keep the bears back while they're putting into effect the Mentos plan. And that's where the bears come in. The men bears, man
yes.
bears,
yes,
come
but...
in to help, because that's their job, is just to, like, be the force that keeps them from getting through while they're doing that. But they need something. They can't just be punching bears. You can't punch lava.
Well, maybe she rigs up some sort of... I don't know.
Mentos firing mechanism?
Some sort of... I was thinking like a fire extinguisher jetpack. With a Mentos gun.
With a Mentos gun?
Something like that.
So,
or,
so they're all like bear fits?
What's that other stuff?
Just flying around like, with fire extinguisher.
Oh, like they get like all the burn cream out of all the first aid kits at Yellowstone and start right. like shooting that at them because maybe that like... lessens their firepower. Baking soda. They're like throwing anything
yeah.
that puts out fires at these fucking things.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is all Mel B's doing. Meanwhile, their Lark Voorhees gets blown into the sky. Lou Diamond loses his arm. And they're trying to get like the timing right for the Mentos ball.
And Macaulay Culkin's leading all of this.
Does he lose? Does he really lose an arm or gain a bear
head? Gain a bear head.
I love a bear head.
He gains a bear head stump.
So,
Alright.
It's pretty good.
Well, it went a lot better than I thought it was going to.
That is done.
I'm just going to put that out there, folks.
Yeah.
Better than you thought.
Yes.
Well, we're full of amazing.
Better than you thought.
That's the tagline. Better than it sounds. Please give it a chance.
We promise there are no flying on fire monkeys.
Wouldn't one call it bearable?
Oh!
We should have a flaming flying monkey like in the credits.
In the credits,
just, like,
I feel like the movie should start with monkeys running around the floor and somebody being like, "It's a hell of a thing."
You don't see that every time.
Maybe
anyway,
that's
I
like,
gotta go to Yellowstone.
maybe Macaulay Culkin's like at home with his kids getting ready to go camping, and that's on the news in like Japan or something like.
Oh, that's where we get Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy's
like, that's a hell of a thing. And just walks right the hell out of this
God. And just cashes his check.
Can we film him cashing his check? This is a thing of beauty right here.
It's all filmed in real time.
He's like, get that fucking camera out of my face.
I'm not going to say it did my audio 70.
You didn't pay me for this trip to the bank, assholes.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
Yes.
Alright.
Cameron was right. We could just talk about Bear Camp for like hours on it.
No, it's just the well that never runs dry. I guess we got to save some for a possible sequel, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. So, that's it then. Bear Camp.
Awesome.
A thing of beauty. Better than it sounds. Bearable, even.
Done.
Done. In the can.
Goodbye. Wow.